Let's get more now. We can talk to Chris Fribbins from Cliff, is the Kent Divisional Organiser of Rail Future, representing rail users. Chris, welcome to the wake-up call. This is really interesting. So timetables are changing. I suspect you may have seen this coming, did you?
Well, when you remember, there are franchise agreements and franchise competitions to try and decide who's going to run the rail, and we always ended up with South Eastern anyway. And there was going to be a new timetable change in 2022, 2023, which would have introduced some new services and recast the timetable to some extent. Right. But obviously since then, the pandemics came in and the return to travel was slow to start with. I think it's picked up more, and maybe South Eastern are working on historical data, which is going to change as more and more people return to rail, because where are they getting to work? Obviously, a lot of people are working from home and using Zoom and whatever now, but there's a lot of people on our roads, and there's people will know. You know, you as a radio firm are reporting on a regular basis,
as we well know,
artery road.
quite yes, really across that. Chris, do you think then that this is too preemptive from South Eastern, that they really should have let things settle down a bit more, perhaps, post-pandemic, as it were, before they make these changes? Are they just thinking about the bottom line here, about money?
Well, we have to remember that due to a financial mishap within South Eastern, as they were, the train operator is now effectively what they call the operator of last resort. It's actually the government, it's Department for Transport, now cast the timetable and instruct South Eastern how they should be operating. So that changed things from what was planned for our area quite significantly. And I note across the whole country, there's been a lot of pressure on money. Let's say that we might be talking about growth with your previous items, but on the railway, they're looking at trying to fit the railway services around exactly the number of passengers and reduce waste and reduce costs wherever possible. So, we are seeing changes, and some of that is the reduction in service, as you say, at peak time, because the leisure traveller, particularly at weekends, is already back up to about 90%. And we're getting reports from across Kent that some of these trains are pretty heavily loaded at the weekend. There are trains in rush hour, still are busy, and some people will not be pleased to see a reduction in service.
No. And I wonder whether this is a change that feeds itself, though. This is the worry. You're so right to point out the problems that we have on the roads here in Kent, but also we want to be travelling cleaner and greener going forward, which means taking the trains. But of course, if there are fewer services, people perhaps less likely to use them, less convenience for the commuter, and numbers don't pick up again. And as you can see, so the loop carries on.
Yeah, absolutely. The aim of Rail Future Kent and across most of the country is to get, wherever possible, the services to at least half-hourly services, because that's a key indicator for people when they're travelling, that they know there's a service within half an hour. So if they drive or get driven to the station, then they know there's another train coming along. If they miss one, or unfortunately something happens and it does get cancelled, you've got another train. And the trouble is, when you get to an hour, you get to the station and realise you've just missed your station. Are you going to wait around a cold platform for an hour, or are you going to get back in your car and drive further and drive up the line? Or
indeed, so many questions. Talking of lines, Chris, we're losing your line slightly, actually, so we will leave it there for now. It's twanging, as they tend to do. But listen, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Really instructive to have your views. Chris Fribbins, then, from Cliff, is the Kent Divisional Organiser of Rail Future, representing rail users. And if you're a rail user, how are you feeling about...